Now I'll show you how to weave in the coordinating color. You want to slit and weave one side of the scarf before you do the other side so that your holes don't shift while you're working on another side. I prefer, when I start my weaving, I like to start in the middle because the strip is so long, it'll be a little bit shorter if we start in the middle and go from one end to the other end. Okay, so you find your middle slit. So it doesn't have to be exactly the middle slit. And just, you can poke it through with the blunt end of the scissors and pull that out to about halfway because we are in the middle. And then just weave it in and out of your slits, poking through the holes. Just up and down weaving. This is a great project to do with the children because you can do the setup, you can cut the slits, and then the kids can have fun just weaving the coordinating color back and forth. And just continue this all the way down the end of the scarf. I finished slitting and weaving both sides of my scarf. If you find that your scarf is a little puckery, you may want to just adjust the coordinating fabric. Just pull it back and loosen it up a little bit and so you get rid of that puckering. Okay, and next I'll show you how to cut and tie the fringe on the end.